The king asked him if perhaps he'd like to outlaw eating, shitting and breathing while he was at it. If truth be told, I oft-times wonder how Stannis ever got that ugly daughter of his. He goes to his mother's bed, like a man marching to a battlefield with a grim look in his eyes and a determination to do his duty. Ned had not joined the laughter. I wonder about your brother Stannis as well. I wonder whether he intends to end his visit to Dragonstone and resume his seat on this council. No doubt as soon as we have scourged all those whores into the sea, Littlefinger replied, provoking more laughter. I've heard quite enough about whores for one day, Ned said, rising. Until the morrow. Harwin had the door when Ned returned to the Tower of the Hand. Summon Jory to my chambers. And tell your father to saddle my horse, Ned told him too brusquely.
As you say, my lord.
The Red Keep and the Hands, Tawny, were chafing him raw, Ned reflected as he climbed. He yearned for the comfort of Catelyn's arms, for the sounds of Rob and John crossing swords in the practice yard, for the cool days and cold nights of the north. In his chambers, he stripped off his council silks and sat for a moment with a book, while he waited for Jory to arrive. The lineages and histories of the great houses of the Seven Kingdoms, with descriptions of many high lords and noble ladies and their children, by Grand Maester Manley.